More than 350 members of the NYPD now have tested positive for the coronavirus, including one very high-profile figure. Let's get the story live with our Glenn Schuck.
And Susan, the NYPD counterterrorism and intelligence chief John Miller has been admitted to Lenox Hill Hospital with severe flu-like symptoms consistent with symptoms for the coronavirus. He's being tested and awaiting results. Of course, you may also remember John as a reporter from WNBC many years ago in the 80s and 90s. He worked at ABC News as well before his career with the NYPD. In fact, he also worked side by side with Bill Bratton when Bratton was running the LAPD. So again, we'll keep tabs on John and hopefully his condition stabilizes and he improves. So we'll keep you updated through the day today. Now, Police Commissioner Dermot Shea also with some difficult news to announce on Twitter. 62-year-old NYPD custodian Dennis Dixon has passed away.
Today he passed away from complications of the coronavirus. We have lost a member of the NYPD family. And our thoughts and prayers go out to his extended family.
And Mr. Dixon dying 2 days after being admitted to Kings County Hospital. Shea says Dixon spent the last couple of weeks cleaning police headquarters so that they could keep the building open for staff. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, live here at Police Plaza.